very well. Yeah. Hey, right on the shelf. Yeah. Hey, happy, but given the rain situation, that could fall down at any time. So, hurrah. You're laughing. I'm not joking. No, I guarantee the venue is at least 70% safe. For you here, the Sound Rocker. Oh, no, he's not joking. No, it's just fine. It's clear. Okay, welcome. Oh, shit, we're all gonna die. No, we had to cancel the show last night because the whole. How many people were supposed to be here last night and have come tonight? On the count of three, one, two, three. Four of you, look at that. Everyone else was killed in the flood. We tried to, Ross. What is going on in Sydney? Let's play Sydney, like towards, yeah, where everything's still and the weather's good and we don't. And then it's on the fucker! You're just leaving the house tonight going, shall we, do we need a jumper or a fucking ark? What are we gonna. Just bring that long bearded man from down the street. Let's. I didn't know what to expect. There was snow out the back last night. I thought I was going to turn up tonight and there just were thousands of snakes making their way down the street there. Russell Crowe looking off into the distance. Mate, there's fucking snakes coming. I love that. I'm not a religious man. I bloody love that, Noah. Have you seen the... No, okay. No, we're all devil worshippers. You've got a lovely... Go on, mate. What was that there, lovely lady? You just went... No, it's not the telly. I'm actually here. Look. Hey. Hi there. You're the same. They're slightly worrying, actually, the fact that I walked out at the start and then you sort of... The second I emerged, everyone else was like, hey! And you just turned to your fella and just went... What were you saying? Did you go, oh, shit, we've got the wrong show. Go on, my friend, what did you say to him when I first gave up? I'm intrigued. I'm truly intrigued. The fact that you went... What? That is the coolest thing ever. She went, oh, thank God there's no support act. Brilliant. Well done. What a cool thing to say. To be honest, you'll be lucky to get home by dawn with me. If I had a support act, do you think I'd let the support act have that sort of build-up? Do you think I'd... No, I'd make them shuffle out on here, just like some rock. There's a big curtain, light, and then just some bloke you've never heard of. Imagine that. Could you imagine? Imagine the pressure on that poor fella. Just coming out there like that, just with his performing poodles next to him. Thump and a whoosh like that. And I'm just standing there. There's a lot of people in here, isn't there? And they're just seeing your judgmental eyes looking at it. You're loving it! Jesus Christ! I'm a fool to myself. Never mind me coming on and dancing around and, you know, high energy for the whole show. I should have got that fellow with his dancing poodle. Obviously not for you. Everyone else would have been going, wow, Ross had a dancing poodle act. It was the coolest thing ever. And you just sat there going, why? Why didn't we turn up late? Now we have to shit. We have to shit, what? sit through this, I was trying to say. That's the trouble sometimes, because my head's going quite quickly. I just sit through this, and I've just taken all those words and crushed them together just into the word shit. We have to shit. Well, maybe it's your arrival dog act who is trying to put the poodle off. You wanted the gig as the support act, and I've booked the rival performing poodle, and you've gone, I've got an idea. If I do a shit, then the dog's noses are highly sensitive, and it'll be trying to do its tricks, but at the same time, it'll sense the shit. It'll sense I mean, obviously, what you should have done is had a shit in a bag, before you came to the gig, and then just opened and wafted. That's what you should have done. Don't actually have a shit while the act is, because that takes a lot of concentration, that, doesn't it? It's very hard to watch a performing dog act and take a shit at the same time. You're sort of like, oh, I'm trying to... In fact, there might be people around you who think you're the supporter. Look at this woman here who sits on the floor to the tune of Wheels Cha Cha Cha. As the dog's kind of looking out there, imagine the embarrassment of that though. If you just had a shit on the. By the way, yes, this is the show. Just see a few of you looking at him. What the hell is he doing? It's the whole of the show going to be him talking about that pissed off woman there who desperately wants to be his support act. And is, why doesn't she get her dog to do the shit? Why doesn't she just scoop up some poo? Why does she have to shit? Well, that's the cut and thrust in the world of performing poodles, you know. Imagine the embarrassment, though, if you've had a shit and you're just pulling your trousers up and the performing poodle leaps off the stage and sniffing your arse like that. And just there is your China. Yeah. But think about these things, you know. In the world of showbiz, they... Oh, God bless you, mate. Look at that, there's a fella down the front like this. Which is fun, especially, sometimes I follow an idea and it might end up with a woman having a shit on the floor while a poodle sniffs away like that. Sorry, I don't mean to just try. It doesn't help the fact that you were looking at me like that, like, Ross, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Yet at the same time, you sat there in an incredibly jaunty hat. It's a sort of a... It's like a fancy trilby. What is that design you'd have on there? Look at that! Look at that! It's a sort of a silk type... A silk trilby situation. This is... Oh, look at that! I put it on and... Jesus! Oh, my God! Thank God you had a T-shirt under there, madam! Oh, my Lord, the woman there just took her... I know it is hot, yes. It would just, once the roof falls in, you'll need to put that back on. But that was over. I put that on and I just saw you. Whoa, I thought, wow, this trilby's got magical powers. Look at him. Give it to me. God, imagine I just put the hat on and women just start going, hey, that was amazing. She went to mime, like she got her T-shirt and went to go like that, and the woman next to her went, don't! which says to me, what are you saying there? You thought she might have been hypnotised by the hat. Yeah, it can happen. Imagine if I start doing this like that, and she's like that, just showing the boobs, and then I take the hat off, and then she covers the boob. Put the hat back up, boobs on display, and then off, and then there. Is that why Michael Jackson used to do that? And he used to... And I went, whoa. I'm guessing probably not. Don't think he was much of a boob man, was he? You know? you'd be hit by a boom, boom. So anyway, he was facing that way, so every time he did that, the boobs are being shown, and then he just, and have a look, and then he can't, so he has to do it all in his peripherals like that, which is, it's a fool to himself. He needs a mirror there at an angle, so he can... If you're going to go to that effort, you might as well not have the power of the magic hat. That's what I always say. So, anyway, sorry, I'll give you this back in a minute. Has she got form, then? Has she done this sort of thing before? She went to do it. Oh, no! Yeah. There, sorry, I'll give you that back. That's it. Yeah, imagine that. You put the hat on and everyone, hey! Even that bloke sat behind you there. Big man with a beard. Fuck it, why not? I couldn't help myself. I just felt the need to do like a Mexican wave of knockers. Sorry, breasts, just in case this don't want to anger any feminists on your side, sisters. Mix. Just saying, I'm just saying. So, no, has she got form then? Is she prone to showing the knockers at concerts and the like? What a weird head gesture. You've managed to incorporate the nod and the shake of the head at the same time there, like a sort of a Stevie Wonder situation. Which, ironically, at a Stevie Wonder gig, go for your life. Do you know what I mean? It's wasted on him, you know. He sat there, I just called to say... She was like, hey, Stevie! No point, love, no point. I'd have to sneak on the stage and put him over his shoulder. Oh, don't. Please don't do that. In fact, can everyone leave their breasts adequately covered here this evening and, and you don't shit on the floor? Not often you have to give out a warning of that nature, is it? Just please keep your breasts covered, don't shit on the floor. How do you two know each other then? She was your bridesmaid! Oh, I see. Did it ruin the big day? Did it? That very hat. Out came the vicar wearing that hat. You'd have to go down on the bridesmaid's dress. You'd have to. You can't do the. That's too. There's too much fabric there, isn't it? You just have that like that. You could just hey, and then, or just pull one out and keep walking. Hey, vicar, right. Just a single boob on the. Every time you turn round, she could just. Just, it's a lovely day, just cover it, and then... Is this the show? Oh, bridesmaid, oh, love, did you know her long before the... They were very good friends. Whoomph, you went like that and instantly became a pirate flag. They were very good friends. Right, how did they know each other then? Oh, I see, you met in Manchester. She's Australian, you're English, and she was a friend of yours in Manchester. And, oh, did you move out here, did you? Yeah, for the weather. You're regretting that now. I did what? I left one of the rainiest places on Earth to come here to where... This night's coming. Honestly, I heartily recommend the Noah film with Russell Crowe. It's amazing. Worth a look. We're not cinema fans. Move on. Fair enough. All right, you work here now, do you? Yeah, what do you do? Oh, what, pharmaceutical research? Oh, nice work. Excellent. Oh, I like all that. Sorry, in my head, I know you probably do very good work to try and, you know, cure illnesses and that, but my head just went, hooray, mad scientist! It's lovely. I do like an eclectic front row. Look at her. She just put her hand up like that, as if to say, if I use my hand as a sort of rudimentary visor situation, then the next time he looks at the front row, he definitely won't engage me in any sort of conversation. He won't make up any of the show about me and my life, thanks to the fact that I have provided an adequate finger shield. In fact, I am the inventor of the patented finger shield. Simply, if you get into a difficult social situation, simply put your hand up like that. I like the way you're operating. You're doing it again, aren't you? It's gone up. A little wave and then and then a wipe of the face and then it's. You know what it looks like? It looks like you've just joined the army and you're shit at saluting. That's what it looks like. It's like you've been taken into the remedial group and just placed over here and just go, right, OK, you're the expert saluters. Attention! Brilliant, excellent. You can have the afternoon off. I'm going to work with these saluters over here. And then you come out like that, and then there's a wipe of the face there. Ready? OK, attention! Whoa, cut! Hang on a second. What was that there? You've gone up there, haven't you? You've got quite, and then you've gone for this, but it's not quite there, and it's at an angle. And then you've gone for like a wipe, and then a wave, and a just pick one. Let's just workshop it. Tension. To be honest, I think you're not cut out for the military lifestyle. I'm talking to you. I can't see you. I've got me finger shield in position. It's handy, isn't it? Because you can go like that, and then if it gets a bit, and then somebody starts to win your trust, you can slowly open the fingers. And you can just have a little look and just go, yes, I'm confident with the... And then if the person gets a little bit familiar... Do it with two if you want, like that. I know you're all tense now. I mean, you're no harm. I'm not going to take the piss. I just want to get to know you all. It's a beautiful thing. There's nothing but positivity in the room. If it gets to the point where you're a little bit... Look on the bright. I might put the hat on in a minute. Oh, yeah. Oh! I don't want to! You can't resist. Smooth criminal. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, so... It's all fine. It's all just good. It's all good. It's just, yeah, just relax. Just, yeah, no, wipe away. Do whatever you have to do. Don't do that. Don't go, ha-ha, and then start. Don't stop yourself from that. Just let it, ha-ha-ha. Just let it. If you stifle it, if you go, ha, like that, it'll back up. And you don't want to do that, you know. And it might come out as a fart. That's what I'm saying. No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to be... Depending on how much you've stifled, you'll... or just a... It's like a sort of an arse sigh. Do you know what I mean? Little arse sigh with a bit of a... You might need to do that in the lab. That's what you could be working on. Like a sort of a laxative, but it doesn't make you shit yourself. It makes your arse just sigh. Just with a... I don't know what the practical use for that is. But, you know, just for... you know when you yawn, and I don't know why this happens, you might be able to tell me. You know when you do a bit... I'm not going to do it now, because it's all yawn. But you know when somebody yawns, and then somebody... It sort of catches, and then the next person, and it sort of moves around. If your arse was to go... would everyone's arse start to... Would it? Was that... Like, they'd probably harmonise, wouldn't it? Imagine that, if a whole room full of people and everyone's arses was... What's that tune? It's what? What's Jerusalem?
Yeah.
Oh, God. What are you scientists up to? Creating drugs that make whole groups of people sigh popular hymns. Like I say, I'm not a religious man, but it made me go to church. Imagine that on a carols by candlelight. Imagine that. Christmas time, everyone gathered to go. Oh, no, not by candlelight. That many people. Oh, God, no! That's your plan. You're an evil scientist trying to destroy the world, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Trying to create a drug that makes everyone's arse sigh at the same time, holding a candle at some sort of... What's the big outdoor place you have the candles here? I don't know whether you're telling me the answer or your arse is a sigh. What's it? The domain, the domain! Enter my domain! Take my drugs and watch me as your arse is so... And then giant mushroom cloud going up there like that. Oh, yeah. I know you think this might be bollocks, but you mark my words. The Al-Qaedas, they'll be writing this down. All the crazy, the ISIS and the Boko Harams and the is it Boko? That's the Boko Haram. That's them. Is it? No, Boko Haram. We don't know, Ross. No, Boko Haram, not Boko Haram. I think they sang White a Shade of Pale. No, that was Boko Haram. Anyway. Oh, God, imagine if there was a mix-up at some sort of concert situation. Who have you booked? Oh, I booked that band from the 70s, you know? Sang White a Shade of Pale. Give me a look at that docket. You dickhead! You were supposed to book Boko Haram. You've booked Boko Haram. Oh, shit. I wondered why they turned up in Balaclava. Oh, shit. Well, I've paid them now. Do you think they'd still do the gig? That'd be a weird gig, wouldn't it? Imagine if that had been the support act. Hey, if the curtain had dropped and there was just a load of members of Boko Haram. Escape the light fandango. Doing cartwheels across the floor. Why is there a load of Boko Haram doing it? It's an admin error, I can't help it. I had a run-in, right? I had a run-in with a Muslim gentleman in a car park, right? And, what? Yeah, Muslim in a car park, right? Muslim in a car park, I know, it's a popular Morrissey song. I'm not sure why you lot are divided now. You go, he's talking about Muslims again. I go, what the fuck is he on about now? No, I was in a car park and there's this fella and he's parked in the disabled parking space, right? And he's got no badge, right? And I'm thinking, I'm not having it. And I was ready to start kicking off, right? Because, I like to stand up for folk who, are being wronged and that. And to tell you, are you really some sort of avenging guy? You're there, move that car away. And I see this fella, and I look down, and next to the car, there's a bloke, and he's on the floor, right? And he's giving it the full... He's having a prayer, right? He's got the rug down, and he's... Which is fine, respect to you, if you're a religious person. But here's the thing, right? He was taking up two disabled parking spaces. He's put his rug down to pray. So now he's being a double dick, right? At first, I thought it might have been a genuinely disabled man who had fallen out of the car and was down there going, oh, shit, how am I going to get back in the car? This is ridiculous. I can't get back in the car. I can't believe it. What am I going to do? But it wasn't. He was praying. I thought, well, it might have been a disabled genie who had been floating through the car park and had needed the parking space. He's got his rug like that. He's in the lotus position, floating a whole new world. found, oh, there's a disabled parking space. And what with me having a badge on my magic carpet, a fantastic point of view. No, he was having a prayer. There was no genie involvement at all, right? And it's about time somebody stood up for disabled genies, right? They can't get the benefits that they deserve because they go in there and they say, can I have some benefit, please? And the person assessing them goes, no, you can't have benefits because you're fully mobile. And they go, but I haven't got any legs. I've just got like a wispy bit like that. The person will go, yeah, but you're a genie. You don't need legs. But I don't have legs, so I should be allowed. It's a complicated political situation. Yeah, I love that. The fact you're sat there going, yeah, this sounds like satire, but it's just bollocks, isn't it? So it wasn't a genie. Was it not a genie? Thanks for telling us that, Ross, right? No, it wasn't a genie, right? And so he was there, and he's giving it the full, you know, and he's down on the mat, and I'm looking, and I didn't want, and he was mid-prayer as well, you know. Now, the problem is that on the one hand, right, he was doing a good thing. He was following his religion, and he's a committed man, and I respect that, you know, he's committed to something. But at the same time, he's in a disabled parking space, and he's being a dick. Right? Do you know what I'm saying? It's a dilemma. It's like say you saw a Buddhist, right? And the Buddhist was doing a bit of chanting. Ooh, lovely Buddhist chanting. Lovely. But they were doing it on a quiet carriage in a train. It's bang out of order. You're being religious, but you're being a dick, aren't you? It's a bit like a rabbi, you know, lighting a menorah on a garage forecourt next to the petrol pump, you know. On a fire band day, you know? You're being a religious man, respect, but at the same time, you're being a dick, you know? Or the Pope, right? It's like the Pope. You haven't heard what I've got to say on the subject, yeah? It's like the Pope preaching a message of love, but at the same time, ignoring widespread child abuse, you know? It's the two sides. Oh, thank God you clapped that. That could have gone one of two ways. That could have. oh no, it's fine. He's actually for once in his life made a fucking point. So what was I to do? Do I have a word with him? Do I break? Because I come up with possibly the greatest idea I've ever come up with in my entire life. Because it's important to be committed to something. But, you know, the problem with a lot of religious people, there's no doubt in their minds. So I played on that, right? I turned to my mate and I went, follow me. And we walked past them. And instead of directly addressing him, I turned to my mate. And in quite a loud voice, I just went, well, he's got that wrong. Mecca's over there. Fucked off. You're welcome, disabled people. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thanks very much for coming. Get down yourselves. Good night.